toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231, as we launch here into the third hour of the program. You can bring up absolutely anything. We're going to continue taking your phone calls here. Let's go. Oh, and Mark's here, by the way. I just want to add that in.
Hello.
And, of course, Nick has been with us the whole night. Nick from Free Minds TV, Free Minds Radio, freemindsmedia.com. Hey, Nick, what's coming up this week on Free Minds TV?
We're going to be talking about hot dogs, ham sandwiches, cocaine, and the Bible, the story we're talking about right now.
Do they go together?
Not really. They go together in that they're all in our show.
In a 30-minute time.
Yes.
Free Minds TV.
And we do string them all together very artfully, I will say. But they're not all the same story.
All right. So we're going to take your calls about anything, as we always do. And we're going to start things out with Terry in Ontario, Canada. Terry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey there.
How are you doing?
I just want to say
before we get going here that I'm okay with liberty activists using public access television. I think that's totally cool. But I have a...
It's not implicitly validating the violence of the state?
I don't think... I think it's gay.
You think it's gay? Is that what you said?
No, I think it's... okay.
Oh, okay. We've got kind of an iffy, what sounds like an iffy VoIP line, so I'm not sure how long we'll continue this. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. It's common practice to buy airtime on, broadcast television, and because infomercials are to buy the whole hour or half hour at a time.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And usually that time is Saturday and Sunday morning is a good time. And, for a liberty message, you want to target anybody, so Saturday and Sunday morning would be a good time to get your message out. The thing is, you'd have to buy the value of the advertisement that they would have made had they sold the advertisements one at a time.
And that's not cheap, typically. Unless you're in a very small market, you're not talking about anything that's really affordable to most people. I mean, having worked in the radio business for all my adult life, I've worked pretty closely with stations that have the ability to sell airtime. And you can buy radio time cheaper than you can buy television time.
Sure.
I mean, anybody that's ever looked into just buying a regular 30-second commercial knows this. And I've seen prices on radio time as cheap as, $50 an hour to thousands of dollars an hour, depending on the market size. I mean, if you want to go buy a half an hour of radio time in Los Angeles, get ready to spend $2,000. And that's probably for the worst, crappiest station in the marketplace. And those numbers are going to vary depending on the market size and then the viewership of the station and all of that, and how much it costs to have a production crew on hand to produce your show and things like that. But that's for radio. I mean, a couple thousand dollars for an hour of radio time. Imagine what that would cost for television. So what we're talking about here, to bring our listeners up to speed, and you, Mark, as well, who were not privy to the conversation earlier, is this discussion, this kind of silly, insanely principled, absurdly principled position of saying, I don't think you voluntarious type should use the public access channels because there was coercion involved in its formation. That kind of position, just absolutely
cutting
your nose off to spite your face.
I think if you take a principled stand in your beliefs and where you're coming from, say for instance, I don't vote because it validates the system.
Same thing.
I think that's the same kind of foolishness that it paints you into a corner. Okay, well, if you don't vote to validate the system, I hope you're not paying taxes on your gasoline. I hope you're not paying your property taxes. I hope you're not doing anything else. This kind of nonsense. Well, we've got to be principled. Whoa. Let's remember, these people have guns and they don't mind using them on other people.
Yeah.
They're robbers.
So I had said I had said in response to this, like, okay, well, you don't want me using the public access system, so what should I do? Oh, he said there are other options. Well, okay, well, what are those? Because I can only other options I can think of would be to buy my own channel on the cable system, which is going to be, you know, thousands of dollars a month probably at least, or to buy piecemeal a couple hours at a time on an existing station. And that's what you're talking about here tonight, Terry, is, you know, what that process is like. And do you have any idea how much it costs?
I know it can totally range, depending on all those factors you said, that, you know, the size of the market and the hour of the day and what kind of audience they draw anyway.
Even if it is, and I thank you for the call. We've got an iffy connection, and I know you've got some expertise in the video production field, and I appreciate the call. But let's just presume it's cheap. Let's presume it's $100 an hour for television. You know, you're going to buy, like you said, early Saturday morning, 6 a.m., something like that. One of those slots where there's just not that many people watching. So you're paying for what you're getting, which isn't much. You know, let's just say it's $100 an hour. And I don't think you can find a cable channel anywhere, any major network, any network affiliate charging $100. I mean, they're charging $100 a spot, not $100 for an hour. But let's just say it's $100. I don't know very many liberty-oriented organizations that have a few hundred dollars a month to spend. Because remember, you don't just want to buy one show 1 week. You want to keep that time slot. So it's $100 a week. So that's $400 a month. So, you know, you keep rolling the numbers up, man. If you can go out and find sponsors that can cover that kind of amount of money, then that's great. But most of the activists don't have the ability to go out and knock on doors and do sales. Cold call people. I mean, this right. is something this is a very unviable technique.
Right, and what you have to understand is the reason that Free Talk Live is even in existence is because the two of us essentially can do every job, and we're now getting to the point where we're getting paid something commensurate with what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing this for 6 years now. You know, don't think that you're going to put on the air a television show.
Well,
or a
GCN
radio
is appreciated too because
absolutely they
help us out a lot.
Absolutely, and you know they've had a system in place to be able to sell what we had up to this point. But it takes
and they're bored off screen the calls.
Sure.
And they do other. So I mean, for the most part, Free Talk Live is where we are because of our efforts. We are the ones that are out there. You're pounding
sure.
the pavement, or not the pavement, but the phones for
yeah.
sales, and I'm calling radio stations and doing some of the marketing side of things.
So the idea of buying airtime and either on the radio or on the television is just largely impractical. It just won't work. I understand where someone's coming from when they try to make that principled point. I do get that. However, I'm of the opinion that people took the money from me by force. So I am going to use these things that are made available, and I'm not going to say that, no, I'm not going to use those. I mean, why should I?
Yeah.
You took my money for them, for God's sakes.
And I'll point out, it's sort of a roundabout way that they end up getting the money for a public access channel. Because it is, as we were saying earlier, it's built, they have to do it, the cable company has to take the money out of what they charge their customers for cable service because they had to make a deal with the government. That wasn't their choice.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to have that particular cable company.
Right, it was the customer's choice to take that cable deal, to take the cable service from that company. They could just go to a Dish installed.
Yeah, they could go to the Dish network or whoever they wanted to go to and
download the programs or go to Netflix.
Watch TV. I mean, you can watch TV online. You can go to Hulu.com and watch TV for free. I mean,
you watch a spot, a 30-second spot, and you get to watch a whole show or something like that. It's great. I mean, it's the least objectionable form of a government program, as far as I'm concerned. Yes, it does exist because of a government threat of force against that particular cable company, but to just let it sit there is absolutely absurd, in my opinion. There are people that watch public access, and around here, at least in Keene, New Hampshire, it's a very well-watched channel because there is no other source for local programming. And until we've got some rich money bags activist that decides to move in here and launch his own television station for however much money that would cost, it's just not even viable. I mean, when we're talking about buying the airtime on a network affiliate, because that's who's going to sell it to you, because that's all there is for local television content around the country, network affiliates and the occasional independent, right?
Right.
The independents. Okay, but, you know, around here it's network affiliates. So if we go into the network affiliate and, you know, they say, okay, it's $500 an hour, that way we can pay, because they're going to have to pay all their people. They're not going to let you get behind their HD cam and their editing decks and their mixing boards. They're not going to let you and your, you know, jokers that you've brought in to do your show actually run their equipment. So you're going to have to pay them whatever the amount is that they pay their crews. I mean, you're talking about hundreds and hundreds of dollars per episode. You tell me how you're going to afford that.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Mundy, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDoll.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. 259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. They include the Facebook profile. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com. It takes you right to our Facebook page. You can become a fan. Facebook.freetalklive.com. And Stakel CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Stakel knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. So their staff is respectful, and they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's Stakel CAI. We will take your calls about anything. Meantime, I got another email here, this one from Xander. And last night when we had Gardner Goldsmith on the program, the issue came up about the scariness of the free market and how there could be child sex. And, of course, I pointed out that child sex is happening today. Kids are getting kidnapped. They're getting abducted, taken to other countries, and, you know, sold into sex slavery. You also have the bizarro Christian sects that live out in the middle of nowhere in Arizona and Utah, where, you know, little girls are married off to 50-plus-year-old men, and they're having sex, and they run the governments there, so there's not really much anybody can do about it. So I was pointing out that, you know, this is something that's actually happening now, and the government's doing very little because, well, in the first case, the black market is in charge and it's very difficult to catch. And in the second case, they control the government. So what are you going to do? It's pretty frustrating. But so this is kind of related. Sanders says, I've got an offbeat question I was hoping to get your thoughts on. Recently, an artist whose work I enjoyed was busted for possessing child pornography. And he was then sentenced to 3 years in federal prison. Currently, he's already served one. Now, while I very much frown upon anyone who would possess such material and respect others' rights to have their own opinion on the situation, I find it disturbing that he was sentenced to jail for downloading material off the internet that he had no part in creating or took part in harming others. Yes, whoever made these videos and took advantage of these kids should rightfully be punished, but if someone is in no way responsible or has any knowledge of who's responsible for making the videos, should that person be punished? Nick, what do you think?
It's a very difficult question. I would have to say no. I don't think they ought to be.
I can't believe it. I think this is a slippery slope. I am not of the opinion that anybody who has you know, some kind of likenesses of children, you know, having sex, you know, drawings or computer renditions, and you know, for instance, people have been sentenced for having Simpsons porn, which is just the craziest thing.
Yes.
And
Simpsons child porn.
I also
Bart, Lisa, Maggie.
I also think that they have a tendency to overuse this this charge just if they want to get somebody. So, for instance, if you've got pictures of naked girls on your laptop, likely they're younger in the sense that they're 18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Because depends on what your thing is. I mean, right. Some guys like granny porn.
Did I say likely?
Okay.
Okay, great. So it's likely that...
How do you know it's not a majority that likes granny porn? I mean, have you taken a poll?
Because they show hot young women selling beer.
Okay, fair enough.
Old, wrinkly, nasty women sold beer well, then they would, okay?
All right. You've convinced me.
So, go ahead.
I'm just going to point out, though, that it's very difficult, especially in the internet porn environment that exists today, to actually tell how old somebody is.
This is the point that I'm trying to make, mm-hmm. And I'm going to get around here if you guys would stop jumping in, is that these women will be on your laptop. They'll be close to the age of illegality because, well, 18 is legal, and then, you know, 17 and 364 days is not. So the cops can go ahead and say, that's child porn right there. And then they bear no onus for having
to prove their claim.
Right, to prove their claim. Basically, it's just a court of law.
Because how do you find out? I mean, if you've got a picture of the internet.
Your reputation's ruined even trying to fight it in the process.
Sure. If you've been accused of having child porn, it's over, right? I mean, how do you come back from that? That's not an easy thing to do. And if you've just received a picture from somebody via email or something like that, it's not like every picture on the internet has a watermark that says, you know, this came from this website where you can go to that website and say, let me see your records, prove that this girl was 18, because all the porn sites are supposed to have those records.
But they don't. I mean, because, I mean, at this point, you have user-generated porn, essentially. You have amateur porn directly uploaded to the internet, and there's no verification process.
It's incredibly popular, too, on the internet. Amateur porn, I mean, people want to act out their fantasies or whatever.
And it doesn't even have to be to be child porn. It doesn't have to be very porny. It could be just some teenage girl with her shirt off would qualify for this. And also, I'd like to point out that they have arrested and ruined people's lives over baby pictures.
Mm-hmm, sure.
You know, breastfeeding pictures, kids in the bathtub, all kinds of stuff. It's crazy to the point that I'm careful when I take a picture of Jack in the bathtub. Jack is the cutest, as far as I'm concerned, in the bathtub. But I'll put a little washcloth over his special areas when I
for
take
real?
A picture. Absolutely.
Wow.
Well,
it's not like you're having it developed. I mean, because usually when people get caught for the baby thing, pictures, it's because they've taken them on a film camera, have taken the film camera into Walgreens or something like that, or Eckerd. And,
I've seen naked baby pictures on people's walls, and those people are still out and about and free, so.
But what usually happens, and I don't mean to besmirch Walgreens or fine company from what I can tell, I mean one of those photo developing places that actually still takes rolls of film, they bring it into one of those places, and then the clerk gets all a flutter about what they see, and they call the sheriff, and the sheriff comes in, well, that looks like child porn, and then the charges are filed. I mean, in every case almost every case I think we've looked at, it's been something like that. So if you're taking your own digital pictures at home and they're staying within grandma and your computer, it's very unlikely that you're going to get caught for something like that. But
it's
you're
very
right,
unlikely
people
the
have.
Average person will. But then you never know.
You never know.
I've done that. Now, these, to me, I don't know what the percentage is of people who get charged for child porn that fall into these categories, but I bet it's a disturbingly high number. I'm not going to say half, but I'll bet it's disturbingly high.
Half of what? I'm sorry.
But people that don't actually have pictures of real children having, being really sexually abused. That's what I call child porn, and that's what everybody thinks of, but in fact, that's not what the cops think of. They think of babies nursing, they think of children in the bathtub, they think of 17-year-old girls when, calling 18-year-old girls, 17-year-old girls and forcing you to prove it. They think of, Simpsons porn, cartoon characters, all this nonsense, and
I think that's
very, very dangerous stuff. However, I am not going to go out there and go to the defense of somebody who says, who has real live child porn on their laptop. That's all I'm going to say.
Right. And as far as children are concerned, this is a big issue, and that is, well, where do you define child? The law defines it as under 18. Of course, some states say you can have sex under the age of 18 if you're 16 or so.
Some countries, it's also, 14 in Canada.
It was. It was. I
believe to me, a child is somebody who's prepubescent. I mean,
I agree with that.
We're talking about 8-year-olds, 6-year-olds. Infants, I don't even know with infants, where you're, what you're dealing with, because it's so bizarre. But if we're talking about real child porn, the way I really think of child porn, I'm not defending those people.
I'm not in any rush to defend them either. I would agree with the emailer that the people producing it, if it's real child porn, they should be gone after.
Toll free number is 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, your thoughts on this, or whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, they're there right there on the front page. Click download. Yours free. freetalklive.com. All right. So talking about a bit of a, as he puts it in his email, Xander puts it, a dicey issue. And it's kind of in relation to something that a discussion that was started last night on the program about the idea of, you know, young people and sexual things. In this case, it's the idea of child pornography, which when you throw that term out there, it sounds like something. Child pornography sounds like an awful thing that involves young people being exploited. But the category of child pornography is actually much wider than what it might sound like. As Mark, you were pointing out, you could be age 16 with your 17-year-old boyfriend. You could be a female age 16, 17-year-old boyfriend.
Both in a state where it's legal to have sex at 16.
You could have sex completely legally, take a picture of that sex, and then
suddenly you've committed a second degree felony.
You've committed the felony of child pornography. And we've seen so many stories of teenagers in America who are obviously able to access pornography in very many ways. We have the internet. It's no problem to go and access nudity, pornography, stuff like that. And because young people aren't taught about sex by their parents, in many cases in this country, they're learning about sex from their friends and from pornography. So inevitably, they want to act out, and they want to do as they see, and they want to take pictures of their sexual activity. So many of them are probably taking pictures of their sex acts without even realizing that what they're doing is possibly something that could land them in a jail cell. But it goes
on
anyway.
You would think that you would be able to take your pictures of yourself legally, right? Doesn't that make perfectly good
sense?
Sure,
sure. But no, apparently no. When you take pictures of yourself, you're exploiting yourself, and it's just
They've actually charged people for this stuff. And
yes.
This is what disturbs me, and I'm not saying, I'm definitely not running to the defense of people who have actual child porn, what
Meaning
I consider to be child
children.
Porn. Prepubescent children, forced into sex acts, you know, that they've got pictures of this. I'm not running to those people, but running to the aid of those people, but what I'm scared of is that I never ever hear what the specifics of the pornographic act or whatever are on the news. They just never say, unless except in the case where they were talking about the Simpsons,
the teenage
porn.
Girl or the teenagers when right. They're the ones that get busted, you hear about it then. But if it's just some guy that got popped for child porn, they never say the teenage girls in his pictures or the prepubescent. They never actually specify. So when you were saying, Mark, you're speculating on how many of them are actually just guys with teenage girls that are naked or whatever.
Right. And this
you
is,
don't know.
It really disturbs me. I'm not going to say this guy's a friend, but I met a guy and I believed his story. It sounds believable enough to me. He was dealing drugs in college, you know, selling ecstasy and marijuana. Certainly not on the right side of the law, but you know, you got to ask yourself, like, how evil is this? People in college want marijuana and ecstasy.
Popular recreational drugs that are illegal.
Right. I don't consider it to be a particularly evil act. I consider it to be an entrepreneurial act. However, when the cops busted him, they came into his dorm room. The state owned it. They could do that. And they you know, looked on his computer. They said, that's child porn. And he claims, and I can only believe him, I don't know. I mean, maybe he's lying. But he claims that the pictures that they said were essentially just young-looking 18-year-old girls that he had had off the internet. It's not like he was saving them for anything.
Fairly legal. I mean, Hustler makes all kinds of money off of that particular...
10 years ago, that's how porn was transmitted on the internet, was through these GIFs and stuff, right? I mean, they'd come in, like, yeah. Zip files and things like that. I didn't experience it. I was in prison. But, you know, this is how these things went, and I absolutely do believe that story. It makes perfectly good sense to me that the cops can charge you with whatever they want. And then, so the guy's facing 99 years because, you know, they charge you out the wazoo with a whole bunch of charges, and then they come back and they offer a plea bargain, and I believe plea bargains are unconstitutional, antithetical to justice, and absolutely evil. So they come back with a plea bargain, they offer it to the guy and say, hey, look, you know, here, you take these charges, we'll give you 2 years in the clink, and
then you're a sex offender.
You know, 5 years probation or whatever. I don't know. I don't even know what he got. I don't even remember if he actually went to jail.
Well,
I don't think he did. I think it was all probation and some house arrest, but he's a sex offender at that point.
For the rest of his life.
And then he didn't know that. He just took the plea.
Great.
How would you necessarily know that?
Yeah.
It's not like they give you here are the repercussions of all the charges that you're taking. You'll never be able to own a weapon for the rest of your life. In some states, you'll never be able to.
Because you are attracted to teenage girls.
Right, or whatever. Right. And by the way, these are the people that pose for porn. If you looked at Playboy magazine, they're 18, they're 19, they're 20 years old. 2 years before that, they were a felony.
Yep. Yeah, I think you've nailed it down.
And it's just too easy for law enforcement to they love to pile charges on because they know that works for them. They don't have, you know, all this messy trial or anything like that. And they just do it.
Yep.
Beyond, I mean, I'll agree that I'm not really interested in defending people who have real child pornography. But I also think there's the issue of how much time they end up getting sentenced to. If you're facing 25 years for one picture that you downloaded,
that's pretty draconian.
You can say you did something improper there. You did something that merits jail time, but it's one of those offenses. It's a sex offense, and people tend to react emotionally to it, especially prosecutors, especially legislators who pass laws about this. And I think it just seems to me that the punishment doesn't always fit the crime here, that you're looking at just as much time for looking at a picture that you find on the Internet as you are for actually raping a child.
Producing the picture. And I think there absolutely should be a difference between the possession of child porn that you did not produce and the child porn the physical evidence of a child rape that you committed. That's an entirely different set of charges there.
I think whether or not a photo was taken, you're talking about child rape here, right? You're talking about molestation. You're talking about unwanted sexual activity with a child.
That's the most objectionable part. That's what people think of when they think of child porn.
I think all of us in this room would object to that, this is wrong. But let's make this a little dicier here. Because last night we talked about the bizarro religious cults that the old men have sex with, 10, 12, 11. I don't know when they start. I know I've heard stories as young as 12.
This is the FLDS. And
I don't know if they're all FLDS. I'm not going to go on that limb.
There's other groups out there besides the FLDS that have their weird
they exist.
Practices.
They are out there. So what if, and I understand we're all against the idea of children being forced into a situation. But what if they weren't forced? What if these bizarro cults out in the middle of nowhere, where when they're raising their kids, it's, hey, you get to hook up with this 60-year-old guy when you turn 10, and that's life, girls. This is what they're being programmed by their parents to believe. What if they decided to start taking photos of their sexual activity, which is very unlikely.
10-year-old girls?
Yeah. What if 60-year-old cult leader decides to start photographing, because Jesus told him to, take pictures of his sex acts with these girls. And they all, while we might say they're brainwashed into this, didn't say no. They didn't say, no, don't do this, I don't want this. They were completely willing participants in that particular category. Would you still support enforcing some sort of arbitrary law on them?
Well, I'm trying to decide. Are you talking about whether or not somebody's looking at the picture? Is it rape?
No. From the producer's perspective, if you're talking about these people that are out in the middle of nowhere, they have a completely different perspective on life.
Yeah.
For them, getting married at age 10... to a 60-year-old is completely normal. Having sex at age 12 with a 70-year-old man is, the way things are. It's very different from our lifestyle.
I'm trying to decide here whether you're asking me whether somebody who's looking at a picture
from... Not the viewers. I don't think the viewers are ever committing a crime. Personally.
I don't think a 10-year-old... I don't think a 10-year-old can make the decision whether or not to have sex with an adult. Sorry.
I would agree.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I think that it should be taken into consideration at sentencing that, that this was a willing person and this was the way the society was set up or whatever, but I don't think they can really make a consent.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features are totally free. And if you enjoy this program and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. And you can learn all kinds of different ways to get Free Talk Live on more stations and into more ears on the internet. So head over to promote.freetalklive.com. Talking about an issue that is, as our emailer puts it, dicey. And there's no doubt about it, we're in the realm of the bizarre, talking about specifically these cults, these religious sects that live out in the middle of nowhere that have, some very different beliefs from the average American. They believe that men should be able to have multiple wives that are 12 years old. That's just what they do. It's part of life for them. This is the natural way for these people. You and I might vehemently disagree with that. We might say that's a little bizarre. We might say, some people might say it's wrong. But I think that they should be free to make those choices for themselves. I think that some people would say that it's a crime to just simply marry a girl that's 13 years old.
The girls are making the decision, though. That's right. The problem that I have is that the girls aren't, in most of these cases you're talking about, they don't have a choice. They don't say, I'd like to marry you.
They don't know they can't.
Right. Well, yes, but I think
it's not even an option for them.
well, it's not an option because somebody is essentially telling them they have to.
Well, they've been brainwashed. No, they've been brainwashed into. Is it coercion?
It's not even brainwashed. It's like they've been raised that way.
Well, okay, so yeah, that's what I mean.
But I mean, from
our perspective, it's brainwashing.
But brainwash sort of indicates that in fact your brain was, it was before it was washed. It had some other idea. These people are raised that way. They really don't know any difference. And if you think about it, I'm not saying I'm advocating for what these people are doing, but if they're raised the idea that the girls are going to get married at 10, 11, 12, 13 to some 60-year-old guy, their brothers are going to be kicked out of the I think that's the bigger crime, by the way, is kicking the boys out rather than marrying the girls, having sex with them and them having children at young ages. I think that that's dangerous for them physically, but I think that really what they're doing with the boys is the larger crime there, in my opinion.
I don't know. I think I'd rather be kicked out than have to, stay there.
They don't have to stay. They could leave wanted to.
If they want to wander through the desert. Because these guys aren't exactly right next to an urban center.
They're going in town to Walmart and stuff like that now and then. If these girls wanted to hit the payphones or whatever and call the cops, they could do that.
Some don't. Now, you may be wrong about that, Mark. There are some of these cults where these girls are not allowed to go into town. The FLDS story from Texas, that was happening, but these are, as Nick pointed out, not necessarily FLDS. These are just bizarro cults that are out in the middle of nowhere.
If they want badly enough to escape, it isn't prison, okay? They could really do that.
There is intimidation.
I don't want to argue which one's worse, the girls or the
boys. Hold on, because we're going to the phones. WSVG, Mount Jackson, Virginia, Chris is on the line. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I tell you what, I've called you guys once before to disagree with you about some issues, but I want to really compliment you this time on taking on a topic that nobody else will really address. It is such a knee-jerk reaction that people have. You just mentioned the word child pornography, and it's like, oh, my God, what horrible people, horrible things. I think you have to look at other parts of the world here again, where I believe the age of consent in Holland is 16, and you can have pictures out of 16-year-olds, and there's no issue there. I think what you need to look at is the age of consent laws, because anytime a child is forced to do something against their will, be it boy or girl, that is a serious crime, and those perpetrators deserve serious, serious punishment. But society needs to be able to determine when that child can make a determination on their own. Is that 10 years old? I think that's way too young. But is it 18? That's way too old. And then a great book, I wish I had the title of it, is a book called The History of Sex, which looks back into the time we have Mount Vesuvius blow up, and you look at the...
Uh-oh, we lost him.
Damn it. Call back, Chris. Yeah, if you get a chance, find a better cell and get back on the line.
Well, what he was getting into there with the history, I did want to touch on, because I believe if you read Romeo and Juliet, I believe they were, 14 and 15?
Were actually 13 and 14. We're talking about some very young people.
Which at the time was not weird. The idea was that they were having a romance. Presumably they were having sex. They don't really get it.
I don't think anybody would be shocked if you said, in fact, Romeo and Juliet had sex.
And throughout most, I'm not saying this is the right way to do things, because things have been very wrong throughout most of human history, in my opinion, but throughout most of human existence, in many societies, it has not been uncommon for 13 and 14 to be seen as the age where that's perfectly acceptable to get married, have kids, and there were real reasons for it. A lot of people died by the time they were 30.
Well, you can do that legally in some states, right? Just get married at young ages.
I believe in New Hampshire it's 13 and 14, and I believe girls can go younger than boys, or it's one way or the other. But if you
think about it, you can get married, but it's against the law in the state to have sex. I mean,
Depends on the state.
But the state won't do anything. The state has some very clear rules on the marriage bed, as they call it. So as long as you get your underage sex license from the state, you're in the clear, right?
And that is the case. Many states have very low ages of consent. I think if you look it up on, there was some website that was commenting, I think Hawaii, the age of consent, I don't know if it's the age to marry, is 12, so presumably the age of, at one point it was 12, they may have opted at this point because they took some heat for that, but at some point you have to say, well, if the state is actually sanctioning this and saying it's legal if you have a marriage license, then why is it a heinous act if you don't? Or maybe it is a heinous act, but why is it then legal to do
exactly.
the marriage license if you pay the state the money and get the piece of paperwork?
It
doesn't make sense.
It really is inconsistent, and that's that's what I feel that's, the biggest problem with, about it is. And I also feel that the biggest problem with child sex is the
are we talking about teen sex or child sex?
I think to some extent all of it is the onus that we wrap into it all. Like it's very significant. It's very important. If it wasn't important, if people didn't get all upset and all bound up about it, then it wouldn't be nearly the issue that it is, if you know what I mean. Like, to some extent, it's for people.
It's an emotional, people are imparting something emotionally onto it. It's really, sex isn't
right.
as much of a life-changing event. I mean, a rape would be, arguably. A lot of people who are molested do have lifelong problems, but sex in and of itself, really, it's not that big a deal once you actually end up having it. It's not some mind-shattering event for 99% of the people out there.
I'm not advocating for this or anything like that. I don't think that it's a good place for a culture to go. However, cultures have been doing this throughout human history. And, you know, the Greeks who gave us, what, democracy and, plays and math and just, you know, great things.
I don't know about the democracy.
It beats the crap out of autocracy, which is pretty much what you had at that point. Alexander the Great getting glory by going out and slaughtering tens of thousands of people. So democracy superior to that, in my opinion. But, you know, you're looking at you look at these Greeks, and it was just common. It was common practice. I think that
it doesn't mean all their practices were good, though, either.
Wasn't Alexander the Great actually taught by Aristotle? It's likely Aristotle and Alexander the Great did it. You know? I mean, that's really the way it was.
that's
what went on. And the way they...
And was that criminal?
No.
It was a consensual act. You know, as long as it wasn't rape. I think the weirdos in the desert should be left alone. And I understand that some people want to go out there and rescue kids from that. And if that's what you feel called to do, then I think that's fine, too. I think that that's great. I don't want to get involved in it. I don't want to start any sort of conflict with those people. As far as I'm concerned, they have their own little world. They live in it. They don't bother me in my world. So, I mean, the only way I know about them is that occasionally somebody will escape from there and it'll make the news and you'll see a daytime television show about it. I saw an Oprah special about it once, and that was how I came across it.
My biggest problem with whether you're talking about child porn or some of the child sex laws there in the book is that they are knee-jerk laws, and I'm not saying we should do away with them altogether, but they don't take into account any kind of... There's no degrees there.
Right.
It's either child porn or it's not. It's either child rape or it's not.
Here's
the distinction between a 17-year-old and a 7-year-old, and it really, in many cases, it doesn't matter whether the person's a willing participant or not.
Yeah, it's funny. Here's a little scenario that was given to me via email. Is that a 13-year-old boy goes into a coma for 5 years. He wakes up at 18, meets a girl who's 15. They have sex. Is there a rape? And if so, who's raping whom? I mean, you're essentially talking about a 13-year-old boy in a mentally 18-year-old man's body having sex with a girl that's, you know, psychologically 2 years his senior, but three years his chronological junior. Certainly, it's an unlikely scenario.
It's a great example.
But fact is, the state will put him in prison for it.
Yep, and we'll all be forced to pay for it. We're out of time tonight. Benny in here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.